Now, President Assad last week, though, gave a very, very tough speech in which he said he was going to continue to go after the terrorists with an iron fist. He was quite insulting about the Arab League and the mission. Do you think it's had any effect in moderating even the killing?
Well, this has been going, you know, the exchanges between the Arab League and Syria have been going on for a while. And we've had some very heated discussions in Cairo. We've had delegations go to Syria. I do wish that the Syrian regime would take the Arab League a bit more seriously, because at the end, a unified Arab position is something that they have to consider very seriously. The next couple of weeks are going to be very critical. How does the Arab League deal with Syria and with President Assad?
The emir of Qatar this weekend on 60 Minutes said that, in fact, the killing was so horrific that Arab troops should be sent in to stop the killing. Would you ever support something like that?
Well, again, I'll fall back to say that, you know, we are with Arab consensus, we'll have to see what the Arab League comes up with. I'm just very wary that once you start military operations in any country, it's very difficult to predict what the outcome is. We're hoping that dialogue, continued pressure on Syria will have an effect. Understanding from my point of view that, unfortunately, what you're seeing in Syria, you'll see pretty much the same thing for a while to come.
You think the killing really is going to continue at this pace?
I don't know at this pace, but I think the disturbances and the loss of life will continue, unfortunately. The problem with Syria, and we've been here in Washington for a few days talking to our colleagues here, and I've been in interaction with my colleagues around the world in the Middle East, nobody has an answer for Syria, and that's the most disturbing thing. We don't really know what to do. It's different than Iraq, it's different than Libya. There are so many different sub-societies inside of Syria. But once things are taken to a next level, so to speak, as you're alluding to, it could be anybody's guess what's going to happen. And I think that's what concerns everybody.